My name is William Savage, and I will be conducting the interview.
My name is Sarah Barber, and I am the interviewee.
Do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
Yes.
What is the current date and time?
It is September 17th, 2020, at about 3:20 p.m.
Question 1. Do you remember where you were when school was canceled / stay-at-home orders went into effect?
For me, it happened on Friday the 13th, which is a little ironic. I was actually at traffic court, and I ended up missing the last day of senior year because of that. And I remember sitting in the courtroom, getting the email, and thinking it would be just like a great fun 2-week break of school, and then everything completely changed.
Was there a moment when the severity of the pandemic became more real for you?
So a day or so before our school ended up closing, other schools in my area had been closing, and then it kind of started becoming more real, but then it really hit when the governor of Illinois canceled the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which is like a huge deal for us in Chicago, and like me and all my friends were planning on going, and I remember being in class, and there was like a complete uproar, and like our teacher couldn't get through the lesson. It was really crazy. And then also like later, after school had been fully canceled, they rescheduled our prom, and then 2 days later canceled it for the second time.
What were your last semester classes like?
Our last semester classes were super laid back. Our grades weren't allowed to drop below what they were when the school closed. They could only be raised based on how much work we did. And the class that I actually had the most work in was choir, because she would make us attend Zooms every single week. But all of the other teachers I had, which were mostly AP honors classes, they just kind of let us do our own thing and take the class at our own pace.
As a senior, what was your graduation experience like?
So my school organized a drive-through event where we would get out of the car and our parents would like drive next to us. Everyone was wearing masks except the graduate, and then everything was distanced, so we got to walk across a fake stage, get a diploma, and have our picture taken. So it was pretty cool for the situation it was in.
What were some things you missed out on because of COVID-19?
Just generally having a normal senior year, graduation, prom, things like that. I also do competitive journalism at my high school, so I missed out on doing that, which I'd been looking forward to for the entire year because we've been going to state and doing really well. So that was going to be exciting. I was supposed to go on a spring break trip, which would have been like my last big trip with my family before college. And then obviously, because I'm in the NUN program, like I missed out on going to London.
Did you work during the pandemic? What was it like, and how big was the change from before COVID?
Yeah, so every summer I actually work at a pool as a lifeguard, but the pool didn't open because it's like a really big place and the capacity is so large that there wouldn't have been any way to control the number of people. But I ended up working at the restaurant Raising Cane's, where I'd worked during the school year as well, and we went from a dine-in and drive-through service to a drive-through only service, and then we added partitions over the drive-through windows, masks, and our entire staff ended up being split into 2 teams, and we weren't allowed to come in contact with the other team.
Are you typically in close contact with anyone who is immunocompromised? How did this affect your daily life?
So my mom has pretty severe asthma, and she ended up staying inside the most. And I think for the first like 2 months, she like actually didn't leave like at all, except for like going in the backyard and stuff. My dad is a pilot, so he's traveling nationally about 3 to 4 days every week. And if it hadn't been for his job and the fact that he was already exposing our family, I probably also would have stopped working. But thankfully, we didn't have any issues with any of it.
What was your opinion on the nation's response to the pandemic?
I was really impressed with the plan put in place by the Illinois governor, J.B. Pritzker. So he organized it into a 5-phase plan where every phase, depending on the number of cases, different things were allowed to reopen. And even though people thought it was really harsh, it was a big reason why the Illinois cases ended up decreasing pretty quickly. Although now they are rising up a little bit again because Southern Illinois doesn't really like to follow the guidelines. But I was overall underwhelmed by the response from the federal government and the governments of like neighboring states. So I live pretty close to like Indiana, like my cousins live there, and they'll go and do like completely normal things. And it's so weird. And because there's so much like interstate traffic between Indiana and Illinois, I think that's ultimately hurting Illinois because our restrictions are so high and like so tight, but Indiana kind of just doesn't care. And so then it ends up hurting Illinois.
How did you cope with all the restrictions put in place and still have fun?
So I tried to focus on what good things could come out of it. The big thing I did was catch up on my sleep. As the restrictions lifted a bit more, though, I had distance events with my friends, and we would have like bonfires where we'd set up chairs that were all 6 feet apart. And on the day that was supposed to be decision day, May 1st, we all brought our cars to school and parked in the parking lot, and we all like wore our college shirts so we could still kind of feel like we were having like one of the normal senior experiences that we weren't allowed to have.
Did the pandemic make you worried or anxious?
For me, it felt like it was a lot of out of sight, out of mind. I did like follow the restrictions because I felt like it was my responsibility to do my part for like everyone I was coming in contact with, but it honestly didn't feel like a real thing until we started going to school and my friends that went to other colleges like University of Illinois and University of Tennessee started getting it.
Was the way Northeastern handled the pandemic expected? Was there anything surprising?
I think that their response has been really interesting and really impressive. Publicly, they're being very adamant about everything that they're doing, but the only place I've seen consistent social distancing being maintained is at the testing center. Because I know in the dining halls, it's like a little bit of a free-for-all, but ultimately, I think we're doing a lot better than every other school. And I think that because our test rate is around like 0.06%, we're definitely in good shape to hopefully stay open.
Did you feel confident and safe coming to Northeastern despite being in the midst of a pandemic?
Yeah, I did. I did feel that way, and I do continue to feel that way, mostly because I know all my fellow students are extremely committed to, I mean, as we say, protecting the pack. But ultimately, I haven't really seen anyone without a mask, and if they are, they're eating or drinking, and so everyone is pretty committed to the restrictions.
How are you enjoying your Northeastern experience so far? Are you coping well with all the changes?
I'm really enjoying it. The hardest part for me is probably not being able to socialize a ton in the Westin because I don't have a roommate, but even that's improving because now we can go to all the places on the third floor and the fourth floor. All of the restrictions like make me feel more confident that we won't be sent home, so as much as it is harder to socialize, I'd rather have restrictions and feel safe than have no restrictions and get sent home.
What is one thing pre-COVID that you wish you could still do?
Probably just being able to socialize freely, especially the first week. It was really hard because we were all quarantined and the public spaces were really limited.
What kind of historical impact do you think COVID will have?
I think that it will have a really big impact because it's completely changed the way that the world works in terms of education and profession. We'll never have another snow day and people can now work remotely instead of commuting, which will save a lot of money for many people. And pandemics are always political, but this one especially has exposed so much within our country. And with the election coming up, it's definitely something I think will be included in future history classes. Thank you.